Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Carlos Gonzalez Perez. Carlos Gonzalez Perez is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on his left arm in 2022. Paired in 2019, he alleges to have injured his right arm. Brady describes after a busy day at work, his arm feels like it was stiff, and his arm felt like it was frozen. Brady went to Rothman Institute for treatment and was diagnosed with left lateral epicondylitis. Brady then underwent tennis elbow procedure. Brady completed treatment in approximately August of 2023. Brady, he did not have surgery on the right elbow, but did accept an injection and therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Gonzalez Perez alleges he sustained an occupational injury from 1/1/21 through the present and continuing, involving both the right arm and left arm. Period. He also evidently alleges an acute injury to the right elbow arising out of a specific accident on 8/23/18. Period. That claim settled under Section 20. Period. His interrogatory answers indicated he treated with Pace Orthopedics and Cape Urgent Care for said prior right elbow injuries. Period. His current answers to interrogatories allege that while working as a meat cutter and butcher, he was exposed to constant and repetitive injuries, including lifting heavy loads of meat, loading heavy meat into a meat grinder, cutting meat with a saw, breaking down heavy pallets with boxes of meat, and using a bleach gun and scrubbing with his hands to clean the meat processing area. Period. He sought unauthorized treatment at Atlantic Care and then Rothman Institute, alleging bilateral arm injuries. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, he earlier was seen on 9/20/12 by Dr. Williams regarding hyperglycemia and elevation of liver functions. Period. He treated regularly with this practitioner for various general medical ailments through 9/23/20. Period. At that time, he had slight bulging in his umbilicus and was thought to possibly have an umbilical hernia. Period. He did not convey any symptoms involving his upper extremities. Period. Via a telemedicine visit on 3/8/21, Mr. Gonzalez Perez described he had right flank pain yesterday and blood on his urinalysis found at urgent care. Period. Once again, he did not offer complaints involving the upper extremities. Period. On 3/8/21, he was thought to have renal colic. Period. On 12/29/20, he was there for titration of his medication and chest x-ray. Period. Scratch that. On 12/29/20, he was seen by a pulmonologist named Dr. Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, to review titration and chest x-ray. Period. The titration involved his CPAP device. Period. He had obstructive sleep apnea, comma, nicotine dependence, comma, obesity, comma, shortness of breath, comma, chest pain, comma, snoring, comma, essential hypertension, and fatigue. Period. As already noted, he did not offer any musculoskeletal symptoms involving the upper extremities, even though this covered the same period of time. Paired new paragraph. On 8/23/18, he was seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care, complaining of constant pain in the right forearm since 8/23/18. Period. He described he was injured on that day at work. Period. He had no similar problems in the past. Period. He asserted this was related to lifting a heavy object of meat when he fell and turned his arm wrong. Period. He also reports weakness and an abnormal symptom related to the complaint. Period. He accepted a corticosteroid injection and was placed in a sling for the diagnosis of right lateral epicondylitis. Period. X-rays of the elbow were also performed. Period. He was prescribed naproxen. Period. He then continued to be seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care through 8/27/18. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen on 9/4/18 by Dr. Annapole. Period. He stated he was lifting a pork loin box weighing 50 to 60 pounds and felt something in his elbow. Period. He continued to work but felt he lost the power in his right hand, so he stopped cutting meat. Period. He was seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care where he had x-rays and a toradrol injection. Period. He was prescribed naproxen and was placed out of work. Period. He rated his pain at a 9/10. Period. Dr. Annapole diagnosed strain of the right forearm, extensor muscle, fascia, and tendon. Period. A course of physical therapy was recommended. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Annapole over the ensuing weeks. Period. He saw Dr. Zook in the same group on 9/26/18 when a cortisone injection was given and he was provided with a brace. Period. He was cleared to return to full duty on 10/1/18, but then did not present again until this visit. Period. He scratched that. Dr. Annapole opined he was suffering from lateral humeral epicondylitis related to his current work activities, comma, but not specifically related to the acute injury he suffered on 8/23/18. Period. He opined the petitioner had recovered from an acute injury of 8/23/18 and now has developed lateral epicondylitis involving the same muscle group related to the repetitive, physically demanding nature of his work. Period. He saw Dr. Higgins again on 10/27/20 for his pulmonary issues. Period. He continues to be seen by Dr. Zook through 9/26/18. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the right common extensor origin at the elbow. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was seen by other practitioners unrelated to his orthopedic problems. Period. These include vascular surgery and sleep specialists. Period. On 9/13/21, he was seen by an orthopedist named Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N, complaining of right wrist pain. Appeared it had been going on for several weeks and was gradually worsened. Appeared he works as a butcher and symptoms become worse with use. Period. He denies numbness or tingling or contralateral symptoms. Appeared he denies any specific injury. Period. After examination, Dr. Tulipan diagnosed right radial styloid tenosynovitis, parentheses, decal veins, close parentheses, and right wrist pain. Period. They discussed treatment options and a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. X-rays of the right wrist were also performed. Period. On 8/10/22, he was seen again at Rothman Orthopedics by Dr. Chanick, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, in follow-up for his left elbow. Pretty completed a Medrol dose pack with some improvement in the swelling and mild improvement in the pain, but he continued to have significant amount of pain in the lateral part of his elbow and feels weakness with gripping in the left hand. Pretty was unable to tolerate diclofenac as it was causing stomach discomfort. Paired Dr. Chanick diagnosed left lateral epicondylitis and likely partial extensor tendon tear. Period, an ultrasound-guided injection was given to the left elbow. Period, he returned on 7/18/22, reporting he was resting from work for the past 3 weeks, but did not really notice much improvement. Period, he denies any history of any left elbow pain or injuries in the past. Period, x-rays of the elbow were reviewed that day, showing no fractures, joint, or osseous abnormalities. Appeared he was started on a Medrol dose pack for left lateral epicondylitis. Period. He received an orthotic on 7/18/22. Period. He returned to Dr. Chanick on 8/10/22. And performed another ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection, period. On the 10/18/22 visit with Dr. Chanick, an MRI was ordered, period. He had plain x-rays of the right elbow done on 8/23/18 that were read as negative, period. He had a chest x-ray on 11/4/20. Period. He had a renal ultrasound on 4/1/21. Period. MRI of the left elbow was done on 11/17/22. Period is clinically suspected there is lateral epicondylitis with ECRB focal undersurface tear, but no ligament tear. Period, there was no significant osteoarthritis, joint effusion, synovitis, or bursitis. Period. He had already undergone an MRI of the right shoulder at the referral of Dr. Williams on 3/25/15. Period. Also at Dr. Williams' referral, he underwent an MRI of the right hand on 4/2/15. That was read as normal. Period. MRI of the right wrist was done that same day and was read as normal. Period. Additional records from Rothman described Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A, evaluated him on 12/12/22 for his left elbow. Period. He also rendered a diagnosis of left lateral epicondylitis. Period. He had undergone the MRI whose results were referenced. Period. He determined after consultation with the radiologist that the petitioner was a candidate for a 10X, T-E-N-E-X procedure. That was discussed in detail with him. Period. It was tentatively scheduled for 1/20/23. period. I do not have the operative report at my fingertips. Appeared, however, he followed up postoperatively with Dr. Chippa on 4/24/23, 2 weeks post-op, status post 10X procedure for left lateral epicondylosis. Pretty was doing well with no numbness or tingling and had been working on range of motion. Period. He was advised to continue doing so and adhere to a 5-pound weight restriction. Pretty was also referred for physical therapy. Pretty participated in therapy on the dates described, although there was some delay in initiating it. Period. Other records show on 5/27/21, he presented to establish care with a primary provider with nurse practitioner Parlett, P-A-R-L-E-T-T. She noted he was previously treated by Dr. Williams. Period. He was managed for his obstructive sleep apnea, comma hypertension, comma steatosis of the liver, comma history of repair of umbilical hernia, comma and history of SARS-CoV-2. Period. Ms. Partlett continued to treat him for his various conditions. Period. On 9/2/21, she learned he had been in urgent care the previous week for tendonitis in the right thumb. But he was still having pain and had an appointment with orthopedics next week. But he was taking naproxen for inflammation. Period. Ms. Parlett followed his orthopedic treatment from afar with no direct involvement. Period. She saw him through 10/3/22, period. He was repeatedly reminded of his weight loss goals. Period. He followed up here as noted above. Period. Paragraph additional imaging studies in scratch that. Additional physical therapy notes were provided on the dates described. Period. Numerous laboratory studies were performed over the years through 7/11/22. Period. He participated in occupational therapy at Rothman Orthopedics from 5/11/23 through 6/9/23. Period. He did wear a Holter monitor on and around 9/24/22. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, inspection revealed healed scarring about the left elbow consistent with his surgery, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. No normal through. There was moderate tenderness, palpation about the right lateral epicondyle, but there was none on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. Carlos Gonzalez Perez alleges occupational injuries to both arms from 1/2/21 through the present. Period. He had previously filed an acute injury claim involving the right elbow arising out of a specific incident of 8/23/18. Period. With respect to his current claim, he alleges the occupational exposure was his tasks involved in performing the task of a meat cutter and butcher. Period. He was seen in an unauthorized fashion at Rothman Orthopedics, period. He received medication, injections, immobilization, and ultimately surgery, period. The paragraph of the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the elbows, shoulders, wrists, and hands. Period, there was moderate tenderness of palpation about the right lateral epicondyle. Period, resisted pronation and supination, failed to elicit symptoms. Period, provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrists, and elbows were otherwise negative for compression or apathy or internal derangement. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand or left hand. Period, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm for lateral epicondylitis treated surgically, period. Although Dr. Tulipan diagnosed him with right wrist equal range tendon synovitis on 9/13/21, there was no indication in Rothman's records of any right arm or wrist treatment thereafter. Period, his current clinical exam about the right wrist was benign. Period. Interestingly, he continues to work at the insured as a butcher and meat cutter. Period. He's been working there since 2015. Period. From 2008 to 2015, he worked as a butcher at Pathmark. Period. And that is the end.